Comic books, as distinct from comic strips, are a comparatively recent development, within the past 15 years. But now they're big business and sell by the millions in Canada and the United States. In the States, they estimate a sale of from 50 to 60 million comic books each month. Now, Judge Pepperdine, on the basis of your experience dealing with delinquency in the juvenile court in St. John, your observations of youth and community problems as a minister before that, do you think comics are causing juvenile delinquency, as many people charge?
Yes, Mr. Morrison. It seems that such stories as you have read from your opening remarks can be copied in most of the cities across our country. I had one case brought before me recently of two boys, aged 13 years and 10 years respectively, who were accused of assaulting another boy, age 8. Briefly, they had grabbed the little fellow and knocked him about pretty badly. And then they robbed him of everything he had in his pockets. Then they led him through the back streets and the alleyways until they came to a lumber yard. Here they beat him again until he fainted. And then they tied a shoelace tightly around his neck and left him. Fortunately, the knot in the shoelace didn't hold. And again, fortunately, the boy was found later on by one of the workmen in the yard. And when the older of the boys, who was obviously the ringleader, was asked, where did you get such ideas? He replied, oh, from the comic books. He admitted further that he read quite a lot of them. Now, that's only one case from my own experience, and I could quote many others. And my contention is that many of these comic books, while they may not actually cause juvenile delinquency, yet I am very definitely of the opinion that some comic books are certainly contributing to delinquency. Why? Well, because they turn the minds of the juveniles towards the baser side of human nature. They aid the development of the bad impulses. They portray what are supposed to be true cases of crime and the lives of real criminals. They dwell upon the lust to kill, whether it be the good man, the policeman, killing the bad man, the criminal, or the bad man killing the cop, doesn't matter much. They continually portray the violent and the sadistic. They exalt the idea of power at all costs, power of the strong over the weak, the never-ending use of a gun as a weapon with which to gain one's desired ends. Then they emphasize the sex life, I mean the baser meaning of sex. The women portrayed, whether supposedly again the good or the bad, they are supposedly alluring and they're overpainted. As someone else has said, they're scantily dressed with all the curves suggestively accentuated. These books familiarize the young with all the seamy and the ugly side of life. So ultimately, they are not shocked and they're not even stirred by it when later adolescents they meet it in real life. In my opinion, many of these comic books certainly contribute to juvenile delinquency and should be treated in the same way as any other thing or person which contributes to a child being or becoming a juvenile delinquent, or is likely to cause a child to become a juvenile delinquent, they should be put out of circulation. And the sooner the better.
Well, Judge Pepperdine thinks that we need some action very quickly about it. I gather that he's been reading comic books himself. What would you say, Mr. Mills?
I think so, after seeing his briefcase, I was very interested in the covers of many of them that I'm not very familiar with.
Well, it's certainly not the type. Mr. Mills reads on his program. I've been trying to suggest that we should have a program of a similar kind in Toronto so that I could read the paper of an evening at home instead of having to read comic strips myself.
Are you suggesting a national network, Mr.?
Well, we'll have a discussion about that later.
Splendid.
Meanwhile, could you tell us if you agree with Judge Pepperdine, or do you take another point of view?
Well, I've had 17 years reading the comic strips from our Halifax newspapers over our local station here, CHNS. And it's my firm belief that comics, like all other forms of reading, should have the supervision of the parents. I remember I had my first complaint from a parent about 2 months after I commenced this particular job. And the mother said on the phone, and very kindly too, that she heard her little daughter call her brother a blasted swab. Well, the mother was rather shocked, and the child then explained that Uncle Mel had read in the comics where Popeye the Sailor had used this expression. And I knew then that reasonable care should be taken, and I've had no single complaint since. Children, like adults, have their preferences, which may not prove always what's to be desired. For instance, they may like too much candy and show too little interest in the much-talked-of dish of spinach, shall we say. And this isn't a new situation. Some years ago, at a gathering of young English children, Sir James Barrie, the author of Peter Pan, he canvassed the literary tastes of the group. And he was surprised to learn that only 6 out of 70 children present cared for fairy tales. 12 of them favored sea stories. 5 were interested in airplanes and a couple in nature. One young fellow, incredibly enough, he defended his taste for stories about school. But what astounded Barry was the insistence of 45 of the children that they really preferred tales about war, crime, and violence. It seems as if this sort of thing has been going on for a long time, with no perceptible ill effects in the past. Well, Sidney Harris, in his syndicated column appearing in the Halifax Chronicle Herald recently, he had this to say. Children base their conduct on real life, not on fiction and fantasy. On example, not precept. 100 stories pointing out that virtue is its own reward are not nearly so effective as one father who practices the domestic virtues in his own daily life. We hypocritically blame the comic books for making our children restless, rebellious, and antisocial in their conduct. But what they are reflecting is the insecurity of modern life, the adult tensions and conflicts they see and hear and feel all about them, in what W.H. Auden has rightly called the age of anxiety. It's cheap and shallow of us to blame the comic books for debasing the conduct of our children. By making them the scapegoat, we're eluding our own responsibility in much larger matters.